It'll be a new season, new set of challenges.
I was just massively impressed with what they're trying to do up here, the vision that they've got and how they want to drive forward.
I've been given this opportunity. You take the risk or you lose the chance.
I think you can really, really tell how much the crowd are on our side, how much they're rooting for us.
It's a real privilege for me to be able to captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team.
It's hard to walk away from something like this that you've worked really hard on.
Welcome to the Netball Show with 5 to 10.
And a joint favourite of both mine and Andy's interviews from last year was Frankie Wells. And she's recently spoken to Andy again, telling us about how she sees this season working out.
We're seeing a lot of things progressing at the moment. It's really fun at training because we're sort of trying out new things. We're incorporating different things and it's exciting seeing everyone learning. It's exciting seeing myself learn. We were doing things in the shooting circle the other day and it was like a light bulb went off and Camilla and Kat just laughed. I was like, oh, I get it. Like, so I find it fun just learning stuff like that. So it's really good at the minute.
Having people like Karen on board as well, has she added a bit of sparkle to your game? Has she given you that boost?
Yeah, she has. I mean, she's such an amazing, fun person anyway, and just the way she plays is just so clinical, and it's brilliant to sort of have a front row seat and watching a, you know, player like Karen Bailey in training. And I do learn little bits off of her and everyone around. I like pick up little things and try and incorporate them into my game as well as my own unique attributes, etc.
Is the squad gelled pretty quickly?
Yeah, we have. Usually you see a lot of cliques breaking out, certain people only being able to work with certain people. But in our squad, we're all unique in a way, which is so exciting. But we have all clicked, we've all gelled, we all get on, we all have a laugh at training, but we all work really hard together. So it is a really nice setting at Mavs.
Good vibe around the place. And are you looking forward to getting things underway properly?
Do you know what? We were all saying this the other day that it's come round so quickly that we can't wait, but we're almost a bit like, no, we're running half time. Like, give us another few weeks just purely because it has come round so fast. I mean, I'm so excited to get it underway, and I like being in a team when the season is happening. I mean, I love pre-season and everything, but I feel like the team and the netball comes out of itself when you're going through matches and you come away and you talk about them after, and then the build-up towards it, that's the best bit. So we're all really excited, obviously, but we're all a bit like, geez, it's come down quickly, hasn't it?
That first game as well, it's a bit of a trek against Dragons, but then thankfully a week later against Storm as well. So what do you make of Dragons?
I mean, Dragons are a great franchise, and I think the fact that they're so far away from us is like a test to us all, because obviously all the teams are going to be travelling and competing against such quality of players, and I definitely think Dragons have a quality set of players just like any other franchise. But I think the fact that they're so far away tests a lot of people as well, because when you travel it's a mental game, and I think they're a very mentally strong team, and the fact that they're very like tactile and stuff, if that makes sense. So I mean, I'm excited to compete against everyone. But I'm especially excited for the Dragons game because it's like the first one with my new team.
Tried the dress on and you look smart in it, so waiting to get things underway and pointing to your name on the back of the dress.
Yeah, exactly. Over-the-shoulder poses and all that.
Yay. What about Storm? Because they've obviously signed the likes of Charmaine and Ziggy. You'll know a lot of the squad from last year, so...
I mean, I'm not the only player who's moved. You know, I mean, like, look at Gabby. She's come from Thunder, and I think competing against Storm, I have so much respect and love for the girls. I mean, even when we played them in the preseason, there was no awkwardness there. There was no, like, hostility or anything. And they've signed such amazing players, like Siggy and Charmaine. They're lovely girls. They're very talented. So there is no hostility there at all. It's still love and, you know, excitement for them to get their season underway as well. So, I mean, I'm really excited to play against Storm, especially at our new venue for me as a Mavericks player. So it'll be exciting to play against my old team with my new team, but, you know, it's still the same game. It's still netball.
Yeah, it's one of the rare sports where there's a lot of respect, no matter whether or not you move on, and there's hardly any resentment there for people having to move.
Yeah, I think because it's a team sport and everyone is unique in their own sense, but everyone's gone through the same thing. You know, everyone has to be in a certain position to get to the next bit. So I think that's why a lot of people are like, well, there's not really much resentment, because you have to make moves in order to get certain places. And I think everyone just completely understands that and respects that I personally don't think there's any point in having hostility or like judging someone on a move, because if that's the move they have to make, then that's the move they have to make. And I do feel that's a big feel for our netball community.
Benicoss Mavs as well. They're going to be playing some games, home games at least, at the University of Essex. Have you been there yet? Have you seen what the facilities are like?
No, but I was talking to Kat last night and she was literally saying how excited she is. It's amazing. And the way she was describing it just sounded so exciting. There's lots of seating, the court's amazing. There's lots of facilities for us. And, it's not like opposition and our fans won't enjoy it as well. Like, it's just a big electric event venue. So I'm really excited to get there and get myself into that environment.
It's getting the game out as well to a bit of a wider audience as well for you.
Yeah, which is really exciting because, the more people we can get there, the better. So the bigger the venues we can get our hands into, the better.
Are things going well for uni team at the moment? I have to admit, I did see the fact that you beat Surrey 105-36. Did you have anything to do with that?
I did play. I played three quarters, but I'm not the only person on the court. There's seven people on the court and there's 12 or 13 in our squad, so it was a massive effort from everyone. We did have some great moments when we scored the 100th goal. I had to be quite subtle in my little cheer, but it was yes, we did it.
Oh, was it you that did it? Even better?
Yeah, I think I scored the 100th one, but I was trying to do a real subtle, woohoo!
Things are looking good. I suppose you just can't wait for it to get started with the season days away now. Have you got a plan for the season? Just keep on getting stronger?
Yeah, just keep on getting stronger. Put your head down and put the work in and it will show throughout the season. I'm just excited to work with the team. It never feels like, there's the seven or there's the eight who play and then there's everyone around it. There is so much talent in our team that anything can happen, and I'm just excited to keep my head down, listen to what my coaches are saying, listen to what my teammates around me are saying, and just be the best option for my team whenever I can.
I had the opportunity to jump on board with Viper 10, and it really drew to me, it being born here in Bournemouth, and that's where my dad's from. And you know what, the people are pretty cool, so I get along with them really well, so it was easy fit. Saw the kits and from the get-go, I absolutely loved them. They were fun, a little bit flirty and just different. So, yeah, it was cool and they're really comfortable.
It's a netball show with Viper 10. Thanks to Frankie. Next, why don't we hear from Natalie Panagari from Lightning. They finished the season on top of the table last year. Can they do one better and win the title this season? Nat, how's pre-season been gone for you?
It's been really good. I think, obviously, I've been with the England Roses throughout the summer and building into the Christmas time. So, obviously, since then, it's been nice in the new year to be based with the Lightning Girls and really focusing on what we need to start the season in the last 4 or 5 weeks. So, it's been really good. It's tough. It's hard on the legs, but, really enjoying it.
We're days away now, but has there been that switch between... Oh, come on, I've been waiting ages to... We're only days away.
Yeah, it just creeps up on you, I think. When you have your off-season downtime and then obviously the Roses schedule starts, I think you're just so busy and you're so focused on international duties and things like that that all of a sudden it does pop up. I think that's what we all really enjoy. We love training, we love getting excited for the seasons that are happening. So I just can't wait to step on the court on Saturday. I can't believe it's finally here.
And you've definitely kept a lot of the squad from last season, which is going to give you that strength.
Yeah, definitely. I think that familiarity that we're going to have from last season is going to really help. I think it did take us a while to build into the season. I think even though maybe we got them wins under our belt, I think everyone does start maybe a little bit frantic, a bit nervous. That's what happens. I think at the start of the season, you can't start where you want to finish. You want to grow into it. So, but hopefully it'll be a good game on Saturday. We've got Sirens, so I think it'll be a very physical one. I think it'll be a really good match to play. Obviously, Ella Gibbons has gone there, Vanessa Walker, so there'll be a bit of rivalry from some of the girls that have moved there, but I can't wait.
You're at the World Cup launch in Liverpool, weren't you? What was that like for you, seeing the passion of all those youngsters on that court?
Oh, it was absolutely brilliant. I think just seeing the girls that age, how excited they are and kind of the talent that they have and just how amazing it is in Liverpool. I was just blown away with the launch and just how much hard work gets put into something like that. You know, it's just round the corner, really. It seems quite far away, I suppose, this time next year in summer, but that's going to creep up on us really soon.
How surprised were you that managed to squeeze in the court into that building?
I just couldn't get over it. It was absolutely phenomenal. It looked incredible. I was, yeah, completely blown away. And I think it was just a really nice day. I think hearing how passionate everybody is and just the excitement. And I think it's just Liverpool will just be absolutely fantastic. I know all the people up there are just so good with their sport and they get behind everybody. So it'll be brilliant.
That captaincy again is a bit of an honour, but you're a special team anyway.
Yeah, I think obviously it's an absolute privilege. I've just been saying about the captain role to lead the girls. I think last season it did kind of shock me a little bit when Karen asked me and Liv. But I think it's just, you've got to always push yourself, not just kind of on the court, but off the court. And I think we get on so well here at Loughborough and culture is something we massively work on. And I think now we've got Anna here as well. She's really bought into that, how important it is off the court as well as on the court. So a lot of us are still here in netball houses and stuff. So we've definitely got that great bond.
Anna and Maggie then, similar style or something a bit different?
I think it's a little bit different, if I'm being honest. Obviously, now Kaz is gone, I think Hannah just brings that little bit of grit and determination, which I love. You know exactly where you stand with Anna as a coach. I think that's absolutely brilliant. You know what you want from her, you know the game plan, you know kind of tactics that she wants to put out versus certain teams. And I think that's really good for us here. I think that kind of no-nonsense coaching, which we're absolutely thriving on, so we can't wait.
Almost giving you a chance to maybe express yourself a little bit more.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's just kind of, she's learning about us as players while we're learning about her as a coach. So it's really nice. It's like a new fresh pair of eyes, a new fresh pair of vibes. So yeah, it's kind of just kind of lifted us up again, I suppose, ready for this season.
Wasps held their media day the other day and all their players seemed to be saying, don't underestimate Lightning. What would be your response to that? Thanks very much, I'll take it.
Absolutely, and I think what's really exciting about this season is you actually can't underestimate anybody, and everyone keeps asking me who do you think is going to be top four, and I think obviously we're all fighting to make sure and then we all pick up that trophy. So I know Wasps are going to be the main contenders, they're going to try and get that trophy 2 years in a row definitely, but you just don't know who's going to be in that top four, and that's kind of a effort to everyone that's made the Super League get where it has now. It's just getting more and more professional, the teams are more professional, and I think that's just what's really exciting. So you just don't know what's going to happen.
February 10th then is that game against Sirens, and starting it easy with Sarah Bayman and Leah Kennedy as opposition.
I know, really, really easy, hey, opposition. Can't wait. No, I think I always love playing against Sarah. She's an incredible athlete and incredible person, and she always challenges and tests you, and that's the whole point why you push yourself week in, so you can step up and keep up with these kind of players. So, yeah, I'm really excited to put a bib on against her at the weekend.
And with all of those interviews, you would not be mistaken by thinking that, yes, the season is about to start. So thank you so much for listening. And of course, we're going to be covering it all throughout the Super League season. And we absolutely cannot wait.
Thanks to Nat and Frankie. And if you're off to the Ricoh tomorrow, why not download the Wasps special podcast for the journey?
It'll be a new season, new set of challenges.
I was just massively impressed with what they're trying to do up here, the vision that they've got and how they want to drive forward. I've been given this opportunity. You take the risk or you lose the chance.
I think you can really, really tell how much the crowd are on our side, how much they're rooting for us.
It's a real privilege for me to be able to captain both the Kelsey Dragons and the Welsh national team.
It's hard to walk away from something like this that you've worked really hard on.